The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own. But the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. All romantic relationships are ultimately a game of cat and mouse. Have you heard of this? Game of cat and mouse, when you're starting to like someone or almost fall in love with someone. That is, when a guy is attracted to a girl or a girl to a guy, there ensues a sort of hot pursuit where the boy is like the cat on the chase and the girl is like the mouse trying to escape. Back in my heyday, when I was young and handsome, the mice were a lot faster. And so I never could catch one, and so I ended up becoming a priest. Of course, in the modern era, the world in which you all live, the tables are sometimes turned, and the mouse chases the cat. The girl is in hot pursuit of the boy. In any case, all romantic relationships, there is always a kind of cat and mouse, a chasing, and a playing hard to get. Now, the classic story of cat and mouse, the quintessential love story, is Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. I understand that the Ozark Catholic Academy 9th and 10th graders will be performing that play this weekend. And I know you've been working hard, and it will be great. I wish I could see it myself. Do you know my favorite line from that play? It's not what you might think, where Juliet is standing on the balcony or Romeo is down underneath, but rather by Friar Lawrence. He was another cat who couldn't catch a mouse and so ended up becoming a priest. When Romeo is in hot pursuit of Juliet, the young lover says anxiously, "Oh, let us hence, I stand on sudden haste." But the aged and wise friar responds, and these are the money lines, he says, "Wisely and slowly, they stumble who run fast." Listen to that again. Wisely and slowly, they stumble who run fast. Tragically, neither Romeo nor Juliet paid heed to Friar Lawrence's advice, and in their haste, they made waste. And both cat and mouse stumbled into the same grave. Friar Lawrence's wise words are a warning to all young lovers in hot pursuit. Wisely and slowly, they stumble who run fast. We see a little cat and mouse, actually, in the Gospel of John today. Did you happen to catch it? We read where it says, "The Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near." Now, I don't know if you know this from your religion classes, but all Jewish men in Jesus' time were required to attend major feasts, three major feasts every year. for the Jews. The Feast of Passover, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, like in the Gospel today. It would be like Catholics always going to Mass on Christmas and Easter. You know, the CEO Catholics, Christmas and Easter only. But what does Jesus do? We read again. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. It's almost like our Savior is sort of sneaking around like a sly mouse, saying to the Jews who are like the cat, catch me if you can. I am convinced, however, that the best way to understand our Lord's interaction with the Jews, what he's really up to, is as a romantic relationship. To see Jesus, in other words, less as a Savior and more as a spouse. St. Paul would say as much in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church and gave himself up for her. In other words, like the classic cat and mouse scenario of all romantic relationships, so too Jesus is the furtive mouse. And the people are the pouncing cat who eventually catch Jesus and crucify him. But that saving death was so that later Catholic cats, you and me, could catch Jesus and eventually eat him in the Eucharist. Try to think of your relationship with Jesus in terms of a romantic relationship, a cat and a mouse. And when you come up for communion, the cat catches and eats the mouse. Boys and girls, in all your romantic relationships, whether with one another or with Jesus, always remember the timeless counsel of Friar Lawrence. Wisely and slowly, they stumble who run fast. Sometimes, in our hot pursuit of someone else, we grow impatient and we make major mistakes in our relationships. Young people engage in intimacy and do not wait to get married. And what happens? They get pregnant and sometimes choose abortion. Wisely and slowly, they stumble who run fast. So too in our relationship with Jesus. We are eager to grow as a Christian, but we continue committing the same sins. And sometimes we think, why bother going to confession? We want to develop our prayer life, but we run into distractions and dryness. We may feel called to be a priest or a nun. And we want Jesus to tell us now. But he makes us wait and wait and wait. And so finally, frustrated with our faith, we sometimes throw it out the window and run off in another direction. Wisely and slowly, they stumble who run fast. Boys and girls, as you come forward to receive Holy Communion in a few moments, remember the game of cat and mouse. You are the Catholic cat who finally catches the miraculous mouse, who is Jesus, and who lets you eat him. But at other times in our Christian life, Jesus is like the mouse who runs away, and we cannot catch him. Jesus feels far from us, and our faith may feel weak. Be patient in your journey with Jesus and in your journey with one another. Wisely and slowly, they stumble who run fast. Praised be Jesus Christ.